Finally, flamenco music is from Spain, right? Well, the flamenco guitarist you're about to meet was born in Armenia, back when the country was part of the Soviet Union. His family left in 1991, bound for Los Angeles. Beto Arcos takes it from there.
Flamenco guitarist Vahagny was 6 years old when he and his family landed at the airport in L.A.
And I remember when we got to LAX, I was kind of disappointed because I thought we were literally going to land into Disneyland, you know, or something like that. After a while, I think my first impressions were just constantly having to adapt, you know, because I didn't speak the language. I didn't know anything about America. I was six. So it was the transitional period that I remember a lot.
Vahagny's father had been a guitar soloist for the National Philharmonic Orchestra of Armenia, but he also loved flamenco. Ever since he saw a performance of Paco de Lucia on TV in the early 1980s.
And it just blew his mind because it was the first time he's seen something like that and someone play guitar that way. So he was fascinated and just started doing all the research he can to find out more about this, and it became like an obsession.
Vahagny says a flamenco album even played a part in his parents getting together.
When he met my mom, she happened to really like the music. So I guess maybe he had too much wine to drink or something. He gifted it to her, you know, as a present. And then I think the next morning he woke up and said, Jesus, what did I do? And so he was kind of forced to marry her, you know, to get the disc back. That's the anecdote in the family. That's how they got together.
When Vahagny began playing the guitar at the age of nine, he listened to three types of music: classical, Armenian, and of course, flamenco.
That was the soundtrack of my growing up. I was already so exposed to it, and it was something very normal for me. So it wasn't like a decision I made. Oh, I want to learn more about flamenco, and I want to play flamenco. It was just, that was part of life from a very young age, was that music.
And when he was 18, Vahagny moved to Andalusia to learn from the source.
I got to study with some amazing guitarists. Besides that, just living there, just being there and going out and having a beer in Andalusia, you learn a lot from that as well.
Last year, Vahagny got a chance to work with the Spanish singer Buica. While they were on tour, he played some Armenian melodies for her, and he asked her to record an Armenian folk song, Hov Arek Sarer Jan. The song is on his new album titled Imagine Frequencies. Looking back at his life and career, Vahagny says he didn't choose to become a flamenco guitarist. He never thought he'd do anything else. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
That's our show for today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Marco Werman is back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.